Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Chris Rogers is here. Chris is a new friend. He's the founder and the CEO of Colorado SEO Pros. He helps companies put their best foot forward online by making sure their SEO is established and analyzed and digitized and works. Right, Chris?
Yeah, that's right.
Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Search engine optimization. So I was talking about SEO when they coined the term way back in the day, before anybody even knew what was going on with spiders, before anybody knew what a spider was. And but the bots are out there, aren't they? And they control a lot of lives, don't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, search engine optimization really is the process of taking a website and helping that website rank in Google's search engine results and search engine results for the terms that that really drive the success of that business.
Right. And so, and there are a lot of different ways of wanting that strategic positioning. If you sell pizza in Peoria, Illinois, you don't want to be on the top of the list if somebody types in pizza in Petaluma, California, right? You don't care about that. But if they type in pizza in Peoria, you want to be on top of that list, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. So the keywords that you're targeting are extremely important. The intent of the searcher is going to really determine whether or not that person, clicks through to your website and whether or not they're the right person and if they're actually going to become a customer or not.
Right, yeah. So talk to us about this. Let me ask you this question. Has SEO changed to any great degree over the last 5 to 10 years?
It's changed dramatically.
Tell us about how is it different?
In the early days of SEO, the Google algorithm, the mathematical formula that Google uses to sort and rank different websites, was a lot more simple. And so guys like me back at that time could do relatively simple things to really push results to the top. So there were things like, keyword stuffing, where you go in and you put a certain number of keywords on a page, and then that would send a signal to Google that that page is what should rise to the top in search results. Later after that, it was all about backlinks, the links that had come from other websites pointing back to your site.
Right.
The type of link didn't matter. So guys that controlled websites could just point, hundreds of links at a particular website. It would shoot to the top. And what we saw as consumers in search engines is sometimes very poor results, where we do a search for something and the websites that were coming up were a lot of times not useful.
Right.
Not credible.
People were gaming the system, weren't they?
Yeah, absolutely. So there's a lot less of that now.
Well, Google went after those people. I know of one story where the company was gaming the system like crazy. They sold their business for their website for $55 million. 3 months later, Google change their algorithms to prevent those guys from doing that again, and that business valuation went down to about 10% overnight.
Yeah. I mean, ultimately, Google and the other search engines don't want you to be able to buy your way to the top.
Or manipulate to the top. That's what these people were doing. They were manipulating.
Yeah, absolutely. But they don't want you to be able to just go pay an SEO guy to shoot you to the top.
Right.
They want legitimate businesses and resources going to the top that best serve the user. And so all their technology goes into filtering out people that are trying to cut corners, trying to you know, scam people and make a quick buck, and they're trying to get the people at the top that are out there doing good work and providing.
But the problem, Chris, was that over that time, the good guys like me were having to continually do things that Google was requiring us to do to prove that we weren't bad guys. Like the canonical, tags and the security certificates and all that kind of thing. You know, we've had to spend money to prove that we weren't the bad guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And they have made some changes even since then, since the big link penalties and things that they had around. Penguin was the big backlink penalty that they had. I guess it was, 5-6 years ago when they started doing that one.
Right.
And they changed some things in terms of how they evaluate links to penalize less sites. These days, those really nasty links are less likely to cause a penalty and more likely just to not be counted and not work.
Right.
But, yeah, we tell people get out of penalties. It's a nightmare scenario. And it's really not the business owner's fault. There are a lot of guys out there with good businesses and good intentions. They went and hired an expert. An expert said, hey, well, this is what we're going to do.
Right.
And then, you know, 2 years later, Google changes their rules, and all of a sudden you got a lot of in trouble.
That's the thing. That's what I've been worried about. What I think we need to remind people about is you need an SEO person to keep up with what's going on, because Google will telegraph in advance when they're going to make changes. But if you're behind the curve when they make those changes, you're going to get caught and probably be dusted up about it. Going to get in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, as a business owner, and I got a lot of friends in business. I have friends that are in startups and things like that where, you know, they're not at the point where they can afford SEO services. It is expensive because you're paying people either high hourly rates or an agency rate because of the amount of expertise and experience that these people need to have. That being said, there are areas of SEO that you can do some things on your own safely, and there are areas that you really need to stay away from and you can get in a lot of trouble.
The on-page SEO is all about the subject matter of your website, right?
Exactly. And that's one of the areas where you're fairly safe. You know, as a general rule, you know, today, unless you're stealing content or making duplicate content, if you're creating original content that makes sense for your customers, it's a pretty safe way for you to improve your SEO value over time.
And you need you need an SEO expert to tell you how to tag those, how to identify them, what the language to use as you present them to people, so that they maximize the value when they're being indexed by the search engines. So we're going to talk about that and two more types of SEOs after this break with Chris Rogers. He's the CEO of Colorado SEO Pros. Check them out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.